Hey guys, Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John Show. This is probably one of the most random podcast episodes we've had in a while because while we were recording this interview with world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsell, the Village People were in the studio next to us. Absolutely random. Hey, if you like what you hear on our podcast, make sure you subscribe to us, rate and review us. And don't forget, you can stream us 24/7 by downloading our app free via the App Store. It's available on Android and iOS. Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Download our app free via the App Store or visit us on our website, asianpopradio.com. There's another good website that you should check out, and that's K-Ville Entertainment. And we're speaking to one of the legends of the biz. It's Mo.
Hello.
How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
We're pretty good. We're excited about Bangtan Boys on Friday, but we're a little bit devastated about the news of Sister today.
Oh my God. Literally, I'm driving home from teaching and someone messages me and says, like, Mo, have you heard the news? It's like, no, I've been like with kindergarten making watermelons all day. What news?
How do you make watermelons?
You get like half a paper plate. Like you get a paper plate, cut it in half, and then you just like cut out little squares of red and green tissue paper and then some black paper, and there you go. You can make yourself a watermelon.
So it's not
cool.
Edible?
No, it's not edible, but I'm not pretty sure interested. If you're in kindergarten, everything is edible.
Maybe a bit interesting.
This is true.
Then.
I mean, you've got a great range of things to try. You've got clag, you've got PVA glue.
One of the kids was licking the glue stick today, so that was interesting.
Oh, yum. That's good.
I know, right?
I've heard those blue ones are absolutely delicious.
It was better than them eating their boogers. Actually, no, wait. Probably not.
No. Do you have that? Do you have a few kids, like, you know, digging for gold?
Yeah, but what's worse, I've got kids in, like, year 5 and year 6 who are still picking their nose and eating their boogers.
Delicious.
So. I know.
How delicious. Beautiful.
Oh. My brother, when we used to go for drives, Chris, the middle one, I'm going to completely out him. When he used to get McDonald's fries and he used to stick them up his nose until his nose bled, and then he'd go, look, Mom, I've got tomato sauce on my chips, and then he'd eat them.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
What a strong, independent man.
Wow, that's definitely new.
No tomato sauce, no worries.
He's in America now at a safe distance away from us, so he can't hear what I'm saying.
Oh dear. Yeah. Well, but yes, Sister, I'm devastated. They are one of my top three girl groups. So literally I've lost all three of my girl groups in the space of like a year. So I've lost 4 Minute, and then I lost Rainbow, and now I've lost Sister. So I'm absolutely devastated.
How devastated? Sorry, I was like, I'm busy over here. Jeanette, keep the conversation going, but she's just looking out at the window.
I'm looking at what you're typing. Sorry.
What's made a bigger impact for you, Mo? Like, and I guess for your followers, like, are they devastated by this news or? How does this rate compared to 4 Minute, for example?
It's up there with 4 Minute, and maybe not as big as 21, because obviously 21 are, like, you know, the global girl group superstars.
It was
they're a group that are amazing. Their concept every time was different, and it was kind of like every year I was expecting around July the new summer jam from them, and it was always great, you know, Shake It, Touch My Body, Give It To Me. They were all like my summer jams literally every single year.
Yeah, I think they definitely had some good tracks out over the years and some, you know, real summer anthems, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So obviously they're going to wrap up after the 31st of May, the release of the album on the 31st of May. So I'm really looking forward to what that's going to be. And boy, I'm guessing it's going to be successful given that this might be our last chance to enjoy some Sister.
As a Sister group.
Obviously, Bassam and Bora will be going away doing like the acting thing, and then you've still got, you know, Hirin and Soyu doing their kind of solo, but it's not going to be the same.
Yeah,
I mean, both girls are great as soloists, but you know, there's nothing, you can't get past the star. They're one of the last remaining great girl groups out there, and there's still no one who's up to par with all these groups that we're losing, so
it's pretty sad. Like, I think 2017 is going to go down as the year that so many groups disbanded. I mean, it's only May, and like, we've lost so many.
I've lost like two other of my favorite groups, History. Oh my God, like I'm so in love with them. And then one of my all-time favorite groups, The Legend, although they finally won against SS Entertainment in their lawsuit, they then announced that they were disbanding, and they were just reaching, you know, the point where they were getting a lot more recognition, and I'm just devastated. There's just so many great groups that are
disbanding
being
nowadays.
Lost.
Robert, would you suggest that this is an emotional roller coaster for K-pop fans of Australia and the globe?
Absolutely, but I think a lot of people though are also attaching to a lot of the new groups. I think some of us have been, you know, sort of following it for a couple of years, like yourself, Mo. They're feeling pretty down about, you know, losing some of our favourite groups over the years.
It's true, but we do have those groups that are kind of exceeding expectations far more than what people expected.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the force that is BTS at the moment. To me, I don't know why, but I was thinking about it in the car on my way to school this morning. I was just like, you know, holy crap. I'm sorry, I'm going to mildly swear on your show. This is a group that only a few years ago they didn't think that they were going to get anywhere. Their agency was, you know, not one of even the top five agencies, and they've kind of just come out of nowhere. They've overtaken, I think personally, groups like EXO, and are up there now with Big Bang in terms of, you know, global recognition, because 100%. They are just smashing it. They went to the Billboard Awards, for crying out loud,
and
they
won an award.
That's a big deal. And there are groups, although, yes, people would have heard of EXO and Big Bang, but you've then got, you know, internationally acclaimed artists who are like, guys, I love you, I follow you. They're doing some kind of maybe collaboration with the Chainsmokers.
Oh, wow.
You know, you see people going, oh, yeah, G-Dragon, he's this, he's that. You know, EXO, they're huge. But I really think BTS are it at the moment. They are one of the biggest groups internationally and domestically. Really.
Yeah, good thing we got to touch them when we had the chance.
That's right. I made googly eyes at Sugar.
That man. They're all beautiful.
I mean, in a very savoury way. High fives, you know.
Oh, and then Rap Monster said that you were as tall as him or something like that.
Ah, did he? I can't remember. No. I would have been at that time like, who's this guy? What's he do?
But they're still so down to earth, which is what I love.
100%.
Like, you watch some of the stuff they do on the V app, like their BTS Run and BTS Gaio, series that they've got going on. They still have, after so long, that great chemistry between all of the members.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem as if they're kind of distant from one another. Like, one person isn't really a part of the group, and, you know, there's no segment. It's just them as a whole. Exactly. And I love that about them, that they're just still, regardless of how much success they've got, and they're still so down to earth and humble about everything that they've gotten, and they still want to achieve so much more.
I think the whole Asian Pop Radio crew could agree that we like about you and Ben and everyone at K-ville, Mo, what we like about BTS, and that is that you're down to earth and you're humble, equal billing, and we love you for it.
And I say the same about you guys at Asian Pop Radio.
Excellent.
Are we really down to earth?
How do we find out more about K-ville, Mo?
You can head on over to www.kvilleentertainment.net, or you can head on over to Facebook and access our K-ville Entertainment page, where you'll find links to our Spreaker page for K-ville Radio, which airs every Sunday at between, I don't know, roughly 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday time, Australia.
Excellent.
Or you can catch us on Asian Pop Radio every Saturday and Sunday.
Damn straight, A to Z of K-pop this weekend. Looking forward to it.
Yes, yes.
Bye, Mo.
Bye.
See you guys later.
Asian Pop Radio.
See you on Saturday. That was Dami M. Just kidding. It was FX, Mr. Boogie.
Why? What was your point?
What? It was FX, Mr. Boogie.
Cool. From what year, Robert?
From 2010.
Yay. And of course, we heard our 4-minute hot issue before that, 2009. Love both of them. Obviously, big fans of Amber here. We endorse Amber and everything she does. Everything she does.
And the whole of FX.
And the whole of FX, yeah. Look, that's it for another show. Thanks to everyone that was involved. Thank you to Robert for producing the program as usual.
All right.
Sorry to keep you on your toes, Robert.
Every day.
Thanks to Robert number 2 for being in here for, you know, peer support.
Thank you.
What a small man. I barely did anything.
Good to always chat to Miss Mo of K-ville Radio. Make sure you support those guys. To Siobhan, our girl who hosts Chopsticks and BS. And of course, How to Chopstick on YouTube. The Top 10 Countdown is coming up. Remember, if you want to vote for your songs, you can get them through via Twitter.
Or...
at Asian Pop Radio. Facebook.
Facebook.com/AsianPopRadio.
Or via our website.
AsianPopRadio.com.
However you'd like to recommend your favourite songs for the countdown, they will be amalgamated, put together and spat out as a top 10. For now, we're going to go to Kimberly Chen with her track from 2012.
Nike Air! One of my favourites. Love this.
All right. I didn't realize you were such a Kimberly Chen fan.
Let's play it now.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
If you like that, guys, remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. And if you can rate and review us, that would be awesome too, because that really helps. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store. It's available at iTunes and the Google Play Store.